请我们大家一起低头默祷。
Please bow head and pray in silence.
阿们。奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上的聚会，我们一起唱诗118首。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we start our evening service. Please sing hymn 118. Please be seated.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们能够将晚上这个小时奉献出来，来敬拜他。
Thank God that we sacrifice this hour and bestow it to the Lord.
愿他悦纳我们在这里的敬拜。
And may God take pleasure in our sacrifice.
也愿意他来增加我们的属灵的知识。
And may He grant us more spiritual wisdom.
因为圣灵可以打开我们的心眼。
Because Holy Spirit can open our spiritual eye.
让我们借着聚会能够更多的来认识神的爱。
So we can understand more about God's love through sermon.
也借着聚会让我们更多的来认识神的教训。
And through sermon, may we know more about
the words of God.
The words of God.
在聚会前，我们一起再一次的跪下来，感谢祷告，求他带领祝福晚上的聚会。
Before our service, let's all kneel down, so God bless our service.
同心祷告。
Please pray in one accord.
请我们大家一起先来翻开圣经，罗马书十五章。
Please flip to Romans chapter 15.
那我们是不是有一个坐在陈先生旁边哦，替他翻圣经？ 罗马书十五章第四节哈，225页新约。
Romans chapter 15 verse 4。
第四节，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Verse 4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
这里保罗告诉我们，凡是记载在圣经里头的啊，对我们都是有帮助的，都是有益处的。
Here, Paul told us that whatever was written in the Bible is beneficial for us.
无论是圣经里头的人物啊，或者所发生的事情。
Be it a character in the Bible or an event that happened, they are all beneficial to us.
或者圣经里头的一些信息啊，都是要成为我们很美好的教训。
And even any message from the Bible, it will be a good learning for us.
在旧约圣经里头，有很多古时候的人，他们拜神的一些啊，拜神的一些啊一些做法。今天我们已经不再这么做。
And many traditional practice of worshiping God recalling the Old Testament is not practical anymore today.
那虽然我们今天没有做，但是这些事情都记载在圣经里头。
But even though we don't practice them today, they are still recalled in the Bible.
那为什么要记载在圣经里头呢？
Why are they recalled in the Bible?
就像保罗这里所说的，都是为了要教训我们，啊，让我们得着安慰，得着帮助。
Paul mentioned about the reason here. It is for our benefit.
在利未记的第一章到第十章里头提到，以前的人拜神啊，他们杀牛羊来献祭。
Leviticus chapter 1-10, it mentioned. In order to worship God in the Old Testament, they slaughter ox or sheep.
老百姓准备这些啊这些动物。
And the Israelites prepare those animals.
然后祭司来把它啊来把这些动物当作祭物来献上。
And the priests present those animals as sacrifice.
那这个献祭跟祭司啊，其实都是对主耶稣以及他的工作一个很好的预表。
And priests and also sacrifice are prefiguration to Lord Jesus Christ's work.
那也预表着主耶稣。
They also prefigure Lord Jesus.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章，希伯来书四章十四节说，主耶稣呢就好像是那个荣耀的大祭司。
In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14, it mentions that Jesus is like a great high priest.
就是主耶稣他所做的工作啊，就是带领我们来归向神。
It means.That Lord Jesus' work is to lead us back to the Lord.
主耶稣就好像我们人跟神之间的一个桥梁。
Lord Jesus is like a bridge between God and man.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
本来我们都是罪人。
In reality, we are all sinners.
所以呢，我们来到神面前，我们本来应该是充满着恐惧、害怕的。
Originally, if we were to come to Lord Jesus, we should be filled with fear.
但是今天因为主耶稣的救恩。
But today, because of Lord Jesus.Salvation.
所以我们来到神的面前啊，是来到施恩的宝座前。
To come before the Lord means coming to the ark of mercy.
所以我们很多的问题，我们很多的软弱缺陷，我们都可以来向他祈求。
Therefore, many of our weaknesses, we can pray to Him.
而且这位 我们的神他有能力让我们来得到联系，得到帮助。
And this is also why that God has power to grant us
给我们得着帮助。
To grant us help and mercy.
那圣经里头也提到，我们这些拜神的人呢、啊，其实我们都是祭司。
And the Bible also mentioned that those who worship God are priests.
我们本来不认识神，远离神。
We were originally not knowing God and away from God.
那神特别爱我们，他拣选我们。
Because God really loved us, so He selected us.
无论是旧约是新约，都是这样子，神拣选人。
In both Old Testament and New Testament, it was God who chose man.
那神有他神圣的目的在里头。
And God has His sacred purpose.
我们请看出埃及记十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19. Exodus chapter 19 verse 4.
我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，而且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。
Verse 4, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wing and brought you to myself.
这里神在向以色列人提到他的救赎。
Here, Lord remind the Israelites about his salvation.
将以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
He brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt.
第五节
Verse 5.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
在这里神对他们有一个要求。
Here God presents a request to them.
就是要遵守神的约，遵守神的，听从神的话。
Which is to obey His covenant and His word.
神拣选他们有一个很重要的目的。
There's a purpose to God choosing them.
第六节
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
这就是神在万民当中拣选以色列人的一个目的。
This is a purpose for God to choose the Israelites out of all people.
让他们作为祭司的国度，圣洁的国民。
So they can be priests and a holy nation.
这样的原则到了新约时代仍然是这样子。
This principle still applies even in the time of New Testament.
所以当彼得他在提起我们这些被拣选的人，他这样做描述。
So when Peter reminds us that we are the chosen people, he provides the following description.
请看彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
新约圣经336页。彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有尊尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people.That you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
这里一样提到我们是被拣选的。
Here also mentioned that we are chosen.
要成为有金尊的祭司。
And we are to become a priest, a royal priest.
所以利未记第一章到第十章所写的，对我们今天仍然是有很深。很好的意义在里头。
Therefore, what is written in Leviticus chapter 1 to 10, still has a meaning to us today.
今天晚上我们就来查考这个献祭的意义是什么。
And let us tonight study the meaning of sacrifice.
让我们能够更清楚地知道 神拣选的目的。
So we can more clearly understand the purpose of God in choosing us.
神对我们的要求。
And God's request for us.
神所给我们的应许跟恩典。
And God's promise and grace to us.
第一个献祭啊，是要表明啊，我们亲近神、侍奉神的心志。
First of all, sacrifice, means our mindset in approaching God and offering.
还要侍奉神。
And worshiping God.
雅各书里头有提到说，当我们亲近神，神就亲近我们。
And in Book of James, it mentioned that when we approach God, God will draw near to us.
意思就是说，神跟我们同在。
Which means God abides with us.
有神的同在，这个何等的美好，何等的重要。
It is very important and very beautiful to have God's abidance.
那我们要先亲近神，神就亲近我们。
But we have to draw near to God first, so God can draw near to us.
所以在旧约时代，他们的献祭就是来表明他们要亲近神。
So in the Old Testament, sacrifice means that they want to draw near to God.
所以亚伯拉罕在他的这种生活当中他迁移了很他到处的迁移。
Therefore, Abraham moved around a lot in his life.
那我们常常看到他每到一个地方，他就会筑坛献祭。
But we also see when he arrived at one place, he will build an altar and offer sacrifice.
到一个新的地方，有很多事情对人来讲是很重要的。
When we move to a new place, there are many things that will be important to us.
我想我们很多人都有搬到新的地方的经验。
I believe many people here have experience of moving to a new place.
你刚到一个地方，你一定会列出很多重要的事情，你要赶快去办。
After you arrive at a new place, you will list out many things that you need to do.
那其中有一件很重要的事情就是神的同在。
But this one most important thing is God's abidance.
那所以亚伯拉罕他每到一个地方，他就筑坛献祭。
Therefore, when Abraham moved to a new place, he will build an altar and offer sacrifice.
这是他亲近神的一种表现。
That was an expression for him to draw near to God.
那我们也实在看到神也亲近亚伯拉罕。
And we also see in the Bible that God also drew near to Abraham.
今天我们不再献牛羊。
Today we no longer offer sheep or ox.
我们来参加聚会就好像是当时的献祭。
When we come to service, it is equivalent to sacrifice at that time.
我们借着我们的祷告学习道理来亲近神。
From our prayer, we learn about the word of God and learn how to draw near to him.
在旧约时代这个老百姓，旧约时代的这些显明他们有一个很大的弱点。
There is a weakness to the chosen people in the Old Testament.
常常他们的献祭跟他们的生活行为不能够相配合。
Many times, there's a discrepancy between their offering and their lifestyle.
他们献祭就是为了要亲近神。
They offer because they would like to draw near to God.
因为献祭得神的喜悦，那神亲近他们。
Because sacrifice grant God's favor and
神就亲近他们。
And God will draw near to them.
但是呢，他们的生活呢，他们的行为呢，却不能够遵守神的教训，却不得神的喜悦。
But their lifestyle did not grant God's favor.
所以虽然有献祭，但是还是不能得到神亲近他们。
Therefore, even though they sacrifice, they did not receive God's favor.
那我们今天我们敬拜神的时候，我们学习道理。
And today, when we worship God, we learn about His word.
然后加上我们的祷告，得到圣灵的帮助。
And also from our prayer, we receive the help from the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以我们不但有机会敬拜神，而且我们的生活能够遵守神的教训。
Therefore, not only we worship and pray, but our, in our lifestyle, we can obey God's word.
哦，因为我们学习道理了，我们就知道神的教训是什么。
Because after we study the word, we will know what God's instruction is.
哦，那借着我们的祷告，圣灵也教导我们，圣灵也赏赐给我们力量。
And through our prayer, Holy Spirit also teaches us and also gives us power.
哦，圣灵在我们的生活当中来感动我们。
And Holy Spirit moves us in our life.
哦，所以我们总是能够将神的教训在生活当中把它实行出来。
Therefore, we can always carry out His word in our life.
旧约时代，他们借着献祭来表达他们对神的感恩。
In times of Old Testament, they offer sacrifice in order to show their thanksgiving to the Lord.
哦，当他们有感谢神的事情的时候，他们一定会献祭。
When they have something they want to thank God about, they will offer a sacrifice.
哦，那他们献祭也要表明他们要过着一个感恩的生活。
And sacrifice also mean that they want to lead a life of thanksgiving.
请看创世纪第八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20.
二十节，挪亚为主筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、归鸟献在坛上为欢祭。
Verse 20, and the Lord said to Moses.
八章二十节，创世纪。
Verse 20, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offering on the altar.
圣经告诉我们，在挪亚的世代，因为世人的罪恶很重啊，所以神毁灭了那个世代。
The Bible tells us God destroyed the world at that time because of the great evil on earth.
那神却保存了挪亚一家人的性命。
But God preserved the life of Noah and his family.
哦，这里记载这个洪水灭世之后，那挪亚出了方舟。
Here it mentioned that after the floodWent away, Noah came out of the ark.
他感谢神对他们一家人的救赎。
And he thanked God for the mercy of his salvation.
他看到洪水之后的世界，这是一个新的世界，是神所赐的。
And he looked at the new world after flood, which he thought is a new world given by the Lord.
所以他筑坛献祭，感谢神。
Therefore, he built altar and.Offer sacrifice to thank Lord.
我们请再看创世纪三十五章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 35.
创世纪三十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 35 verse 6.
于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利。第七节。
Verse 7.
他在那里筑了一座坛，给那地方起名叫伊勒。伊勒伯特利，因为他逃避他哥哥的时候，神在那里向他显现。
Verse 6, so Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. 7, and he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother.
这雅各的一生充满很多的艰难。
The life of Jacob filled with many tribulation.
那雅各的一生也充满着神很多的恩典。
But his life was also filled with God's mercy.
他总是在这个困难当中有神的带领。
And every time he encountered suffering, difficulty, God will lead him.
他在危险当中得着神的保守，神的拯救。
And he gained God's protection and salvation in his difficult times.
哦，所以在这里，他带领他全家人，他所有的人，在这个伯特利的地方筑坛来献祭给神。
Therefore, he led all his people and his family to build an altar here at Bethel to thank God.
他来表明，也来立志，他对神的感谢，他要过着感谢的生活。
And he expressed his thanks to the Lord, and he vowed to.
他立志过着一个感恩的生活。
And he vowed to lead a life of thanksgiving.
那今天我们在每一天的生活里头，我们也都像这些古圣徒一样，在经历着这个神的看顾、神的恩典。
Today in our life, we also have God's protection and His lead in our life.
所以我们都正在尝神的恩典。
Therefore, we are receiving God's grace.
所以啊，我们也像他们这样子立志过着感恩的生活。
Therefore, we should also vow to lead a life of thanksgiving.
所以我们每一次聚会，我们都存着一个感恩的心来敬拜神。
Therefore, every service we have, we should always have a heart of thanksgiving.
如果我们这样来提醒自己，我们一定会发现每一次的聚会都是很有造就、很有意义的。
And if we remind ourselves in this manner, we will find every service edifying.
旧约时代他们的献祭也在表明着他们祈求神的那一种心志。
And the offering during the Old Testament also expressed their determination of asking God.
也就是他们依靠神的心志。
It also means their heart of relying on God.
我们常常互相勉励说我们要依靠神。
Often we encourage each other to rely on God.
那当时他们就是用献祭来表明他们要依靠神。
At that time, through offering sacrifice, they express their determination of asking him.
所以今天我们也是用祭会敬拜神来表明我们对神的依靠。
And today, through going to service, we express our determination of relying on the Lord.
真的，我们常常需要向神祈求，来依靠神。
Really, we really need to rely and ask God very often.
请看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上第七章第七节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 7.
非利士人听见以色列人聚集在米斯巴，非利士的首领就上来要攻击以色列人。以色列人听见就惧怕非利士人。
Verse 7, now when the Philistine heard that the children of Israel had gathered together at Mizpah, the lords of Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard of it, they were afraid of the Philistines.
在撒母耳的时代，他们以色列人最大的对敌就是非利士人。
In Samuel's time, the greatest enemy for the Israelites is the Philistines.
而当时的非利士人又比以色列人更强盛。
And at that time, the Philistines were stronger than the Israelites.
所以当以色列人听到战争的事情，他们就害怕了。
So when the Israel heard of war, they were afraid.
因为他们知道非利士人比他们强盛。
Because they knew that the Philistine was stronger than them.
所以在战争当中，他们会打败仗。
Therefore, they knew that they would suffer defeat if.They were to go to war.
所以他们听到战争，他们就害怕了。
Therefore, whenever they heard about war, they were afraid.
请看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
以色列人对撒母耳说：“愿你不住地为我们呼求主，我们的神救我们脱离非利士人的手。”
Verse 8. So the children of Israel say to Samuel, "Do not cease to cry out to the Lord our God for us."For he may save us from the hand of the Philistines.
所以以色列人就要求当时的祭司这个撒母耳来为他们呼求神。
So the Israelites asked Samuel the prophet at that time to ask God.
呼求神的目的就是求神来帮助，来拯救。
The purpose of crying out to God is to ask for His help.
因为他们现在遇到了困难。
Because they are encountering difficulty at that time.
因为他们遇到了强盛的敌人。
Because they were facing strong enemies.
因为他们面对着他们没有办法胜过的战争。
Because they were facing a war in which they could not win.
那撒母耳如何来为他们祈求神呢？
So how did Samuel cry out to the Lord for their sake?
第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
撒母耳就把一只吃奶的羊羔献以主做全身的燔祭，为以色列人呼求主，主就应允他。
Verse 9, and Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it as a whole burnt offering to the Lord. Then Samuel cried out to the Lord for Israel, and the Lord answered him.
撒母耳就要带领百姓全心的来依靠神。
Samuel wanted to lead the Israelites to wholly rely on the Lord.
他们要全心全意的来呼求神的帮助。
They were to completely relying and asking for God's help.
所以就用献祭来表明他们祈求依靠的心志。
And he used offering sacrifice to express the determination of asking and relying.
在我们的生活当中，我们也会有一些的软弱跟过患。
In our daily life, we will have some mistake or even
weakness. 那所以我们也常常需要神来赦免我们，神在给我们一个新的开始。
Therefore, we often need God to forgive us and give us a fresh start.
那旧约时代他们就是用献祭来表明这种求神赦免的心志。
And in the time of Old Testament, they expressed that determination of asking through offering sacrifice.
我们请看历代志下二十九章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
历代志下二十九章二十节。
2 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 20.
西西家王清早起来，聚集城里的首领，都上主的殿。
20. Then King Hezekiah rose early, gathered the rulers of the city, and went up to the house of the Lord.
西西家王召集这个首领来到神的殿。
King Hezekiah gathered the ruler of the city and went to the house of the Lord.
然后他们就准备了一些牛羊。
And they prepared some ox and sheep.
然后要求祭司来献祭。
And asked the priest to offer sacrifice.
24节。
Verse 24.
祭司宰的羊将血献在坛上做赎罪祭，为以色列众人赎罪，因为王吩咐将燔祭和赎罪祭为以色列人献上。
Verse 24. And the priests killed them, and they presented their blood on the altar as a sin offering to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering be made for all Israel.
这个国王知道他们在神的面前充满着很多的过患。
The king knew that they were sinful and full of mistake before the eyes of the Lord.
那人的过患成为人跟神之间的一个阻挡。
And the mistake of man became a barrier between God and them.
所以要得神的恩典赏赐之前，要先得神的赦免。
Therefore, in order to receive any grace from the Lord, they need to be forgiven by the Lord.
所以这个国王带领百姓来求神的赦免。
Therefore, the king led the Israelites to ask for God's forgiveness.
所以准备了牛羊，请这个祭司来为他们献上这个赎罪祭。
And he prepared sheep and ox to offer sin offering for the Israel.
我们聚会，我们学习道理。
When we have a service, we learn about His word.
这常常也是我们一个反省的机会。
And this can also be a chance for us to repent.
然后我们借着祷告求神赦免，求神来让我们 加添我们力量，让我们能够重新开始。
And through prayer, we ask for God's forgiveness and ask for God's power so we can have a fresh start.
哦，所以常常一次的聚会之后，是我们在某些事情上面的一个新的开始，新的出发。
So after every service, it can be a fresh start for us in many aspects.
哦，因为我们就好像当时的人一样，在祷告当中，我们献上了我们的赎罪祭。
Because we are like the people at that time, we offer our sin offering through prayer.
哦，我们祈求神的赦免，我们得着神的赦免。
We ask for God's forgiveness, and we receive God's forgiveness.
献祭也在表明，啊，当时他们对神这种还愿的心智。
还愿哈。Offering sacrifice also expressed the determination of keeping the vow.
我们请看民数记十五章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 15.
民数记十五章第八节。
Numbers chapter 15 verse 8。
第八节，你预备公牛做欢祭或做平安祭，为要还特许的愿，或是做平安祭献给主。
Verse 8, when you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering, or as a sacrifice to fulfill a vow, or as a peace offering to the Lord.
啊，这里提到，当有人喜宴，那他们要还宴的时候，他们就献祭。
Here it mentioned at that time when someone made a vow, and when they want to pay the vow, they offer. 啊，
那从圣经来看呢，啊，这个神并不鼓励我们喜宴。
And from biblical perspective, It tells us that, that making a vow is not good.
就是说，因为我们人说了，我们不一定会做得到。
Because we people, can sometimes don't really fulfill what we say.
哦，所以圣经说，你如果没有办法照着做的话，倒不如不要哦，不要洗这个宴。
So the Bible says, if you can do it likewise, might as well not make the vow.
但是有些特殊的情形还是有，就是说还是有人喜宴，那这个神也特别施恩典给他们。
But in many special circumstances, there were still some people who made a vow.And God actually blessed them.
那所以这个是照着个人的感动而来做，不用刻意的去喜宴。
And this really depends on people's heart. We don't need to force ourselves to make a vow.
但是这种还愿的心智呢，是我们应该有的。
But the mentality of returning a vow is something we must have.
哦，那对我们今天来讲，就是我们常常求神啊，他能够坚定哦，帮助坚定我们的力、我们的心智和我们的计划。
And today we need to pray to God and ask Him to solidify our determination and our plan.
我们请看诗篇九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇十七节
，Psalm chapter 90 verse 17，
十七节，愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你坚立。十七节
，verse 17， and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hand for us.Yes, establish the work of our hand.
所以今天我们所要祈求的呢，是神来坚立我们手所做的工。
Therefore, what we need to pray for today is have God solidify the work we do.
那我们之所以会去做这个工，就是我们立志才会去做。
And the reason that we are doing the work is originally we vow to do it.
那所以呢，今天我们不喜宴，但是呢，我们可以做这样的祈求，神求神来坚立我们所立的志以及我们所做的工。
And today we don't need to make a vow, but we can pray like what it is written in verse 17. Ask God to establish the work of our hands.
那当时他们的献祭也来表达啊，他们承受这个圣职的这种心志。
And offering sacrifice at that time also expressed the determination of receiving the holy status.
我们请看利未记的第八章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 8. Leviticus chapter 8, verse 1.
旧约圣经130页，第八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
主晓谕摩西说，第二节。
Verse 2.
你将亚伦和他儿子一同带来，并将圣衣、膏油以及赎罪祭的一只公牛、两只公绵羊、一筐无酵饼都带来。
Verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 2, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, the anointing oil, a bull as the sin offering, two rams, and a basket of unleavened bread.
这个亚伦以及他的儿子将被指派来做大祭司以及祭司。
Aaron and his son will be appointed to be the high priest.
那他们要承接这样的一个圣职的之前呢，他们要做献祭。
Before they received the holy status, they needed to offer sacrifice.
所以就好像今天我们他们承接圣职，就好像我们今天这个担任一些教会的职务或者做圣工一样。
They're receiving the holy status also refers to doing holy work and
担任一些教会的工作。
And being entrusted to do certain church work today.
那当时他们是这样这个是非常的尊贵的而且是非常谨慎的。
And this is very sacred and very strict.
所以今天呢，我们在教会里头来服侍神，我们应该也用这种态度。
Therefore, we need to also have this mentality when we serve God today.
尤其我们常常说，今天是人人祭司的时代。
Especially today, we call everyone a priest.
因为我们每一个人都直接的来向神祷告。
Because every one of us pray to God directly.
因为我们每一个人都能够来参与神国里头的这些工作。
And also every one of us is able to participate in the work of God's kingdom.
所以保罗甚至勉励我们说我们将自己的身体献上当作活祭。
Therefore, Paul even encouraged us to offer our body as living sacrifice.
就是我们要有那一种心志来服侍神。
It is to say that we need to have that mentality of worshiping God.
就好像当时亚伦他们要当祭司，那他们呢很慎重的来献祭。
It's just like at that time when Aaron and his son wanted to become a high priest, they offer sacrifice.
所以借着我们今天晚上的查考让我们对祭会敬拜神能够再一次的提醒和看重。
So through tonight's service, let us remind ourselves to pay attention for worship and service.
我们今天参加祭会就好像当时在献祭一样。
Today participating in service is just like offering sacrifice at that time.
让我们能够亲近神。
So we can draw near to God.
让我们表达我们对神的感恩。
So we can express our thanksgiving to the Lord.
也来表达我们依靠神的心志。
And also to show our determination to rely Him.
同时也让我们对在教会里头的侍奉能够 更加的看啊，更加的去重视它。
Also express our determination to emphasize on the work at church.
我们一起唱诗119首。
Let's sing hymn 119. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
Let's have our concluding prayer now.
我们用当时旧约时代他们献祭的那种心情来做祷告。
Let's use the mentality of people in the Old Testament time when they offer sacrifice.
因为我们愿意亲近神。
Because we want to draw near to the Lord.
因为我们需要他跟我们同在。
Because we need His abidance.
我们愿意将生活当中所得的恩典以祷告当作感谢的祭来献上。
We are willing to make the mercy and grace we receive in our life as and use them as offering of thanksgiving.
那我们也借着我们的祷告，我们求神继续加添我们的信心，赐给我们力量。
And also through prayer, we pray Him to add to our faith.And add to our strengths.
我们也借着祷告，求他能够赦免我们生活当中的软弱以及过患。
Let's also through our prayer to ask for His forgiveness for our mistake.
我们也为我们所做的教会的事工来向神祷告。
And let's also pray for our holy work at church.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.